Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today, we're going to be teaching a lesson that will send you to sleep.
That's not really the best way to introduce our show, Pat.
You're right. Okay, how about today, we're going to be teaching you a lesson that's so good, it will knock you out.
What can both put you to sleep and knock you out?
Anesthetics.
And, who?
Very funny. Anesthetics. These are special chemicals or gases that help patients go to sleep so doctors can work on them.
Oh, now I understand what you're talking about.
We've got a few different things to talk about in this two-day article, including the people who give anesthetics and how hard they work.And also what it was like before anesthetics, and many other things.
Sounds very educational. Mm-hmm. Let's read through day one of the article and find out more.
Reading.
The Wonder of Anesthesia.You can't stay awake when you go to the hospital for a major operation. Before it begins, someone gives you a dose of medicine to make you fall asleep so you won't feel anything while the surgeons operate. This medicine is called an anesthetic. An anesthesiologist is a doctor or a nurse specially trained in the medical field of anesthesia. They prepare patients for surgery,give them anesthetic, and monitor them while they're unconscious to make sure they're safe. Anesthesiologist assistants can also give patients the anesthetic with the directions from anesthesiologists. Anesthesiologist assistants aren't doctors, but they are well-trained because the use of anesthetics can threaten a patient's life. If they are not given properly,the patient might never wake up. Not all anesthetics make people unconscious. Some just stop part of the body from feeling pain. Women delivering babies often have this kind of anesthesia, as do dental patients having their teeth pulled. In fact, an American dentist named William Morton became the first person to use an effective anesthetic.In 1845.
So the article begins by explaining why anesthetic, this kind of special drug, is so important. It says, you can't stay awake when you go to the hospital for a major operation. Now the phrasal verb stay awake means to not go to sleep.And we often use stay awake to mean not sleep, even if you're tired, or if it's your bedtime, or it's late, basically when you should be sleeping.
所以 awake 这个形容词呢是醒着的 to stay awake 是保持醒着的状态 You need to stay awake in class, but you wouldn't want to stay awake during a big operation.
Exactly. It would be painful because an operation...And sometimes we can also call this a surgery or a procedure. This is when a surgeon, we'll explain that in a moment, does something to a patient to correct a problem with their body. For example, they might be removing something bad, putting in something new, fixing something that's broken, fixing a bone, and so on. Now, very often an operation involves opening up someone's body and doing something...to their internal organs.
Operation, 这个名词是手术。那我们刚刚听到的 internal organs 是内脏。那如果我们要给人动手术，我们就要用动词，动词是 operate. To operate on somebody, 给某人动手术。For example, the doctor needed to operate on him because his condition was really bad. 医生需要给他动手术，因为他的状况真的很糟糕。So yeah, no one wants to stay awake if they're having a big operation.
No doubt. What if they want to put in a new heart. Can you imagine being awake for that?
Nope.
It'd probably be fun, but anyway, we can't do it. And so this is what happens. The article says, before it, that's the operation, begins, someone gives you a dose of medicine to make you fall asleep so you won't feel anything while the surgeons operate. And there's the verb form that Elsie just explained again. We've got another word to look at here, which is dose. A dose is an amount of something, generally medicine, that is given to someone. And it's always, or it's supposed to be, the right amount for their age, their height, their weight, their condition, and so on. So one dose could be one pill, mm-hmm. one dose could be two pills, or it could be a certain amount of liquid or gas. And with a dose, we usually take it at a particular time. You know, take one dose after meals, take one in the morning and one before bed, that kind of thing.
Dose 这个名词呢是一剂或是剂量的意思。那 a dose of something 就是一剂量的，后面多半接的是某种 medicine 药物。After the patient got a dose of medicine to fall asleep,、mm-hmm. a surgeon will start to operate. Whoa, we are getting a lot of medical English today.
We are, and I'm afraid there is plenty more to come, because the next word we're going to look at is surgeon.Now, a surgeon is a kind of doctor who has the right kind of qualifications to operate on patients, to do operations. Now, most doctors, they do get a qualification in surgery when they finish university. Mm-hmm. They usually get 2 degrees, medicine and surgery, when they go. But professional surgeons specialize in this kind of job.So they're not the doctors you go and see when you're sick, they're the ones who do the operations. Some specialize even further. They could become brain surgeons, heart surgeons, and so on. Now, again, we saw that verb operate means to perform an operation, perform a surgery. So you can see how all these words, operate, operation, surgeon, surgery, how they're all related.
Surgeon 就是手术医生，那我们有时候会说他们是外科医生。那他们所执行的手术呢，叫做 surgery。我们在前面的文章当中也提到，可以用来表示手术的字，那就是 operation。所以在手术前让你睡着的步骤究竟是什么呢？ The article tells us this medicine is called an anesthetic.
Yeah, that's right. The next paragraph then moves on to talk about the people that are in charge of giving patients these medicines.It says, an anesthesiologist is a doctor or a nurse specially trained in the medical field of anesthesia. All right, time for another medical word. And in fact, that is the word, medical. Medical is an adjective and it means something related to medicine, doctors, hospitals, and so on. You could have a medical career.For example, a doctor has medical knowledge, and a hospital is a medical facility, a place where medicine happens. Now, someone could need medical assistance, which means they need a doctor or they need some medicine, and so on.
Medical 这个形容词呢是医学的，医疗的。那 medical field 那就是医学领域，所以呢，所谓的麻醉师可能是医生或护士，不过呢，他们都是在麻醉医学领域当中受过专业的训练。We have some tough words in that sentence.
We do, yes. Some of them are kind of hard to pronounce. Anyway, you often see a doctor or a scientist's job title ending with this ending, ologist. We talk about a biologist.Or who does biology, a zoologist who studies animals. Now, here we've got anesthesiologist, which means they talk, and this is used to talk about the specific area that they work in or the area they are experts in.
所以呢，如果我们看到一个字尾的结尾是 ologist 的时候呢，它指的是某一个领域当中的专家学者。那我们课文中的 anesthesiologist,麻醉医师就是这个意思。那还有什么呢 ？Technologist 技术专家 ，biologist 生物学家。And what they are good at are their fields, right?
Yes, in science and medicine, a person's special subject or job area is often called their field, okay? X-rays and that sort of thing is one field, while looking at people's blood is another field.
And this field we're talking about today is the field of anesthesia.
It's a hard word.
麻醉医学领域。
Yes. So we've got a few words there. Anesthetic, this is the actual drug. Anesthesia is the name of the subject. It's the field. It's everything to do with anesthetics, how to give them to the patients, and so on.
Okay, 我们这边帮同学整理。And Pat, you need to help me.
Okay, so anesthetic.
麻醉剂。
Anesthesia.
麻醉法。
Anesthesiologists.
麻醉医师。
Okay, I think we're just about all caught up with these words now. The next sentence is about the kind of jobs that this doctor does. It says they prepare patients for surgery, give them the anesthetic, and monitor them while they're unconscious to make sure they're safe. So we've got a couple more words to look at here, and the first is the verb monitor. Monitor means to watch something closely to make sure it does what it's supposed to do, or watch it and record every change that happens. Doctors and nurses monitor patients to make sure they don't get worse, while a teacher would monitor students while they're taking an exam to make sure they aren't cheating.
Monitor 这个动词就是监测监控，那 monitor 本身还可以当名词哦，代表是监测器啦、监控器或是荧幕显示器。For example, a computer monitor or a TV monitor, 电脑、电视、荧幕显示器。So these doctors monitor the patients when they are unconscious.
Yes, there's that word unconscious.If someone is unconscious, they are asleep. Their brain is basically mostly switched off. And we use it to mean when this has happened in a way that isn't just after falling into normal sleep. That's not really unconscious. So here's an example of unconscious. In a boxing match, someone could be knocked unconscious. You could get knocked unconscious if someone or something hits you on the head.Anesthetics make people fall unconscious, and what's more, they keep them unconscious until it's time for them to wake up.
Unconscious 这个形容词呢是失去意识的。那如果我们去掉字首的 un， 那就变成 conscious， 也是一个形容词，代表有意识的或是意识到某事的。For example, he was finally conscious of the fact that everyone came to work earlier than he did. 他终于意识到大家都比他早到公司。所以再说一次 ，to be conscious of something， 意识到某事。
Okay, next the article's going to introduce another job. It says, anesthesiologist assistants can also give patients the anesthetic with the directions from anesthesiologists. Okay, it sounds complicated, so let's kind of explain. This is that we've got the doctor, he's the anesthesiologist. He'll make the decisions about how much medicine, when to give it, and so on, but the assistant...can actually do some of the physical work, like inject the medicine, put the gas on, and so on. It's a way to sort of share the workload.
所以麻醉医师他们 makes the decision and gives orders, 他们做决定并下指令。那麻醉助理也就是 anesthesiologist assistants,You want to say that again?
Anesthesiologist assistant.
麻醉助理则是帮麻醉医生执行麻醉的动作。And the article tells us...
Anesthesiologist assistants aren't doctors, but they are well-trained because the use of anesthetics can threaten a patient's life. Now, that's true. If you make a mistake, like by giving someone the wrong dose, or at the wrong time, or in the wrong way...The patient might die, as the next sentences in the article says.
If they're not given properly, the patient might never wake up.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, so now we've learned about the people who work in this kind of job. The next paragraph takes a look at the anesthetic medicines themselves.
Yeah, let's take a look at the medicines, because there isn't just one kind. we see from the article that not all anesthetics make people unconscious. Some just stop parts of the body from feeling pain. Now, in this sentence, not all means the same as not every. And we use not all because it's a plural noun, like not all movies are funny. And we could compare that to not every movie is funny. And this is the same as saying some movies are funny, but not all of them.
我们在文章看到了呢部分否定的用法，也就是在表示全体完全像是 all 或 every 这个字的前面啊加上否定字 not。 Not all anesthetics make people unconscious， 并非全部的麻醉剂会使人失去意识。虽然这边你看到了 all， 但是呢前面有个否定字 not， 表示并非全部的麻醉剂会使人失去意识。那 Pat 老师说到的 not all movies are funny 和 not every movie is funny 有什么不同呢？两句话表达的意思是同样的，只是前一句用的是复数 be 动词 are， 后一句因为有 every 这个字在，所以呢我们用的是单数 be 动词 is。
We also saw the phrase stop something from something, and we use this to mean to make sure something doesn't happen, or if it is happening, to stop it. And we generally use it with a V-I-N-G verb to follow the from, so we could say wear a scarf to stop your neck from getting cold, and so on.
To stop A from B, 阻止防止 A 不要做 B 这件事情。那因为 from 是介系词，所以后面你只有两种选择了，名词或动名词。We can also say teenagers should stop themselves from playing video games too much. 青少年应该防止自己不要打太多的电动。So, we know that not all anesthetics make people unconscious.、
Mm-hmm.
Are there names for the different kinds of anesthetics?
Yes, there are. If it makes a person fully unconscious, we call it a general anesthetic. If it just affects one area, like your arm, your jaw, we call it a local anesthetic.
So general anesthetic 就是全身麻醉，那 local anesthetic 就是半身麻醉。那接下来文章要告诉我们的就是半身麻醉的状况了。Women delivering babies often have this kind of anesthesia, as do dental patients having their teeth pulled.
Yes.
Deliver 的意思是生小孩。What about the word dental?
Well, the word dental means related to dentists and teeth in the same way that medical relates to doctors and medicine.
Oh, so dental 这个形容词呢是牙齿的。那我们知道牙医就叫做 dentist. And next, the article tells us, in fact, an American dentist named William Wharton became the first person to use an effective anesthetic in 1845. 也就是 William Wharton 这位牙医呢在1845年的时候哦成为第一位有效使用麻醉的人。It was a long time ago.
Yeah, these medicines have been around for quite a while. Okay, well, we've given you a lot of new words and new ideas to think about, so I think it's time that we took a break.
Yeah, and we can go to today's For You Chat question now.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, have you ever had anesthesia or...an operation.
I think I had local anesthetic when、mm-hmm. I was about 9 years old.
Yeah.
The dentist had to pull out 3 of my teeth at the same time.
Ooh.
After the anesthetic faded away, I felt a lot of pain.
Yes, I was in the same situation. I had local anesthetic in my mouth. I had 5 teeth taken out at one time.
I had 3.You had 5.
Yeah, I had to have 4 injections up, up, down, down to make my mouth feel, and you can't feel it. It's like your mouth is like, and the water keeps falling out.
You keep drooling.
Yeah, it's very horrible. But they're going to pull the teeth right out of there. One baby tooth and 4 adult teeth pulled out. So, you know, they've got to put you in anesthetic so you can't feel the pain.Never had a general one, though. I've never been completely knocked out.
You never?
Never. No, I've never
done that before.
No, I know people who have, and it's kind of a weird thing, and you have to make sure you don't eat before, mm-hmm. because that can cause you to throw up when you're asleep, which is terrible. So be very careful if you do have that, and take care of yourself.
And I'm scared I can't wake up after that.
Oh, it's just be a nice long sleep. It'll be very enjoyable. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. But we'll be back tomorrow to talk a bit more about anesthetics. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The wonder of anesthesia. You can't stay awake when you go to the hospital for a major operation. Before it begins, someone gives you a dose of medicine to make you fall asleep so you won't feel anything while the surgeons operate. This medicine is called an anesthetic. An anesthesiologist is a doctor or a nurse specially trained in the medical field of anesthesia. They prepare patients for surgery, give them anesthetic, and monitor them while they're unconscious to make sure they're safe. Anesthesiologist assistants can also give patients the anesthetic with the directions from anesthesiologists. Anesthesiologist assistants aren't doctors, but they are well-trained because the use of anesthetics can threaten a patient's life. If they are not given properly, the patient might never wake up. Not all anesthetics make people unconscious. Some just stop part of the body from feeling pain. Women delivering babies often have this kind of anesthesia, as do dental patients having their teeth pulled. In fact, an American dentist named William Morton became the first person to use an effective anesthetic in 1845.
Vocabulary review. Operation. The doctor told the patient that the operation had been a complete success. Dose. We're going to increase the dose of your medicine and check the results after 2 months. Surgeon. This surgeon removed the patient's damaged kidney and replaced it with a healthy one. Medical. Tracy has a number of medical problems and has regular appointments with her doctor. Monitor. The nurses monitored the patient's heart rate over the course of several days. Unconscious. A falling object hit Joe on the head and knocked him unconscious.